All right, hanging out here, catching up with Jessica Soul. How's everything going, Jess?
Oh, things are good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. How were your holidays?
Oh, they were good. They were pretty chill this year, actually, which was nice. And then we had some travel hiccups when we flew over to Newfoundland for New Year's. But because of it, we got to spend an extra day in Halifax. And I love that city. So it really wasn't that bad.
Nice. I've never been that far east yet. So it's on a laundry list of places to go. But I'll definitely have to hit you up for some tips about Halifax and maybe even the Newfoundland if I eventually find my way out there.
Oh, it's beautiful. You have to go if you get the chance.
Yeah, I don't think if I go to Newfoundland, I'm making it past George Street, but...
There's like so much, Newfoundland offers so much. So if you can make it past George Street, I do recommend it, but it's also a lot of fun on George Street. Go during George Street Fest.
Yeah, I don't even really drink anymore, but just some tells me, like, I don't think I'm venturing too far from George Street and the colorful houses.
Oh, it's also just fun to people watch, too.
Oh, yeah, that's always fun. So what all have you been up to for the last little bit since we talked to you last? I know I talked to you back in September there at CCMA's in Kelowna, but what all have you been really up to? I know you've put out a few songs lately.
Yeah, gearing up for a new release that comes out January 16th, which I'm very, very excited about. It's my first single of 2026, and I've been writing a bunch. We're always, you know, filming content and posting on socials, keeping busy over here.
Awesome. And sort of what has it been like over the last few years with your career? How much growth do you think you've seen in the last, well, I can't remember when we talked to you the first time here on Rising Stars?
You know what? Honestly, that's kind of funny that you asked that, because I was thinking about that right before we got on the phone. I feel like 2025 was such a year of growth for me personally and artistically. And the person that I was this time last year is so different than who I am now. And I'm so excited to be heading into 2026 with like a very clear understanding of who I am personally and also within my music.
Nice. Is there anything really you found changed with your music that you're putting out nowadays versus maybe a couple of years ago?
I just try to stay as honest as I can with my songwriting. And I think one thing that kind of switched for me is I just started writing from a very, very honest part of myself. And I think that translates. I think that translates really nicely into my artistry.
Is the husband worried about this, though?
No. I hope not.
I don't know, man. If some of those lyrics come out, it's going to be like, is there something you need to tell me, honey? What's going on?
Not everything is about my life directly. He knows that.
Ah, that's what you tell him to put him at ease. Gotcha. Gotcha.
He knows what songs are about him.
Hopefully it wasn't "Thank You for Breaking My Heart."
Oh, no. No.
The song we're getting ready to play is your new one you have here called Strangers Don't. Where did this one come from for you?
You know, I wrote this one about a year ago with my friends Delta Sweet and Maddie Corinne, who are two incredible artists and incredible writers. And I had this idea sitting in my notes app for a little while, because I feel like everybody has that one person who they used to know so, so well, but things change and you have to go back to being strangers. But after knowing somebody though so closely, it's almost impossible to pretend to be strangers with them. So it sat in my notes app for a while because I wanted my feelings to be a little bit more lived in before writing the song. But yeah, it came, I think, from a very, very universal place emotionally.
So explain to me the notes app things. I talk to a lot of artists. It's like, oh yeah, it's in my notes app. It's in my notes or whatever. Like, what all do you put in that notes app? Is it just like song title? Is it just like a vague little idea? Like, wow, so how does it work?
I feel like it's different for everybody, but it is very much a songwriter stereotype to have. I don't know if I've ever met any songwriter that has an organized notes app. Mine is like notes and notes and notes of song lyrics or title ideas, or sometimes it's literally just nonsense. The other night I woke up at, I think, 4 or 5 in the morning, and I was typing on my phone, and Jordan, he goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Should I have a song idea right now?" He goes, "Okay," and then went back to sleep. And then I woke up a couple hours later and I looked at it and I was like, there could be something here, but I don't really know what I meant by that.
That's me with any thought I have. I just look back at it and I go, wait, what? Why was I thinking this? Where did this come from?
Like, well, who knows? It could turn into a song a couple years from now, but we'll see. Sometimes I go back to like notes that I have made years and years ago, and I find gold in there.
Wow. Especially sometimes to still be relevant years
for a while.
Yeah. And to be still relevant to you how many years later, too, I think would be a fascinating thing about it.
Yeah, for sure.
So what is it about Strangers Don't that made you really want to cut this one and put it out there in the world?
You know, I think because part of it is true to my story and relationships that I've gone through over the last couple of years, but also playing it live and people coming up to me after and saying they've been through the same thing, and just like a general response of people online when I posted the demo, just saying how much they liked the song. I think that also kind of drove me towards wanting to put it out.
And how important is it testing it live for you as an artist to gauge that interest into wanting to put the time, effort, and money into actually recording it and then to market it out there?
For me, I think being able to have people come up to me and say that they heard their own stories in my writing, in my music, is one of the bigger driving forces behind why I'm chasing this dream. It really is unlike any other feeling, honestly.
Now, we've mentioned 2026 already right off the bat, but what all is the big plan for this year that you're aware of? I know it's only January, but
yeah, we've got tons of music coming this year, which I'm so excited about. And just writing more, and yeah, just lots of music coming. I'm very excited about.
Any big planned gigs that you can let us know about, or is everything just kind of a little more on the hush hush, waiting for things to be revealed?
Yeah, we've got a couple coming up. I'm actually headed out to Edmonton in a couple of weeks, which I cannot wait for a show.
Nice. And what show is that one for?
We're showcasing at the Agricultural Society conference on February 7th.
Oh, so that's coming right up here quick then.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Oh, well, thank you so much for hanging out and talking today, Jess. It's always lovely to catch up with you. And I know people are going to love the song Strangers Don't, and I'm sure many will be able to very quickly connect with it.
Of course. Thanks so much for having me back.